Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Shvuot, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, at the very top of the Amud, about to take a look at the sixth Mishnah of the third Perek. Nishba levatel tamitzvah velo bitel patur. Now this is something that we already saw invoked earlier. If you took an oath to cancel a mitzvah, like an oath not to eat matzah on Pesach, and you ended up eating matzah on Pesach, your patur, the shvuah, is not chal. That is a consensus. However, lekayem velo kiyem, let's say you took an oath to eat matzah and you didn't eat matzah on Pesach, patur, you're also exempt from the shvuah. Shaya b'din sheyeh chayav k'di Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera. I would have reason to argue via kal v'chomer that you would be chayav as per Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera's argument. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera. Here we go. My marishut she'enu mushpala mi'ar Sinai. After all, you're not obligated to go to the park or eat ice cream. And harayu chayav alav, but when you make a commitment, you're chayav for it. Mitzvah shu mushpala mi'ar Sinai nudin she'e chayav alav. So certainly a mitzvah that you are chayav. So certainly a shua should work for that. Amru lo lo. The answer was, knowing amarta b'shvuat harishut she'ken asab alav kehen. With something in a neutral area, such as going to the park or eating ice cream, you could make a commitment to go to the park or to not go to the park. Tomar b'shvuat mitzvah, but that doesn't work with shvuat mitzvah, shelo asab alav kehen. You can't flip it because everybody agrees with the first statement in the Mishnah, you can't make a shvuah to cancel a mitzvah. Sheshpala v'tel v'lo b'tel patur. So since you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera, will agree that a shvuah not to eat matzah on Pesach is invalid, therefore a shvuah to eat matzah on Pesach is invalid. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Let's see the foundational bright about this. Yachol nishpala v'tel t'mitzvah v'lo b'tel yeh chayav. I might think that you'd be chayav, even if you took an oath not to fulfill a mitzvah, and then you went ahead and did the mitzvah. Tamu lomar la'ra'u lehitiv. What does that mean? Mahatava reshut afara reshut. Just like doing good, we're interpreting as being something that on your own you want to do. Similarly with hara'a, meaning you can't take an oath to do something bad which the Torah already commanded you not to do. Otsi nishpala batal ta mitzvah. So I can exclude an oath to cancel a mitzvah. V'lo bitel shu patur. Yachol nishpala kayem ta mitzvah v'lo kiyem shei chayav. But I might think that if you took an oath to fulfill a mitzvah and didn't fulfill it, maybe there you're chayav, like Rabbi Matera. Tamu lomar la'ra'u leitiv. Again, la'ra'u leitiv. Ma'ra arishut afatav arishut. So therefore we're comparing them. Just like hara'a, meaning that your oath to deprive yourself has to be in an area that's reshut, and not to deprive yourself of a mitzvah. Similarly, leitiv, also to do a good thing. Now, otzin nishpala kevin tamitzvah v'lo kiyem shu patur. So I've excluded both of those. Yachol nishpala ra la'atzmon v'lo hira yachol yeh patur. What if I took an oath to hurt myself? Now, this is obviously wrong because it says la'ra le'tiv, but it's a setup. Yeah, I wouldn't think you're patur. Tabalowa la'ra le'tiv. Mata rashut afar rashut. Just like hatava is in an area that you choose to do. Similarly, the deprivation. Now, avi nishpala hara latzvon v'lo ha'ira sharshut biado. So all I can include is if you want to hurt yourself. Because that's up to you. You want to not eat, you want to fast. Yachol nishpala hara lachirim v'lo ha'ira she'chayav. I might think that if you take an oath to hurt somebody else, that you're chayav, then it's the shu'a is chal. Tamaloma lahara u'leitiv. That's why we have lahara u'leitiv. Mahatava rashut afar rashut. Meaning that since I don't have the option to hurt somebody else, it's against the Torah. I can't hit somebody else, or punch somebody else, or steal from somebody else. Therefore, it's not covered. Now, so I've excluded hurting somebody else. How do I know I could take an oath to help somebody else, to do nice for somebody else, which means I now don't have flippability? The O separates them. In this one case, so unlike everywhere else where we've said lahara leitiv are connected and they have to be flippable, here we're saying the O separates them, meaning you could have one circumstance where you can do good but not bad, it'll work. Ve'ezui hara'at achim. So what is hara'at achim that we're talking about? We're not talking about not giving somebody a gift. We're talking about akat ploni feftzat mocho, hitting somebody, hurting somebody. That you're not allowed to do. The Torah prohibits it. Now that's the braita. Now my decry b'dover shut k'tivi. So who says that the psukim la'ra'u leitiv are in a neutral area, not a mitzvah area, and therefore we're saying ma'atavar reshut, etc.? So with dvar mitzvah k'tivi, maybe they're talking about dvar mitzvah, meaning leitiv is, I'm going to take an oath to eat matzah on Pesach. All the raya's, I'll take a mitzvah not eat chametz, not eat matzah on Pesach. We'll see how this plays out. So lo salkataitach can't be the ma'ina and tava dumi the hara. They have to be parallel but opposites, diametric opposites. Hara'a and hatava, hara'a dumi hatava. To akish hara l'tava, because they're compared to each other. Matava ain't a bevitul mitzvah, so hatava can't be bevitul mitzvah, because if you say I'm going to do something good, and that good is I'm going to eat chametz on Pesach, then that won't work because that's really a hara'a. Av hara'a bevitul mitzvah. Hara'a gufa hatava hi. That's the statement meaning that hara'a is hatava. Meaning if I say I'm going to avoid chametz on Pesach, that's the hara'a, that's a good thing. If on the other hand I say the hatava is I'm going to eat chametz on Pesach, well that's really a bad thing. Va'akish hatava la hara'a. And now they're compared to each other. Ma hara'a ain't of a kiyum mitzvah. Therefore it can't be about violating a mitzvah. Av hatava ain't of a kiyum mitzvah. Therefore the hatava also can't be. So I cannot make, this is against Rabbi Yudah Meteira, I cannot make an oath to do a mitzvah. Because hatava and hara'a are compared. Hatagufa, hatava gufa hara'i, based on the same reasoning, that they're really not separated from each other. Meaning if I take an oath hara'a, which is to eat chametz on Pesach, then it's also, sorry, to not eat chametz on Pesach, to deprive myself, therefore that's a hatava because spiritually I'm doing the right thing. And if I were to do it hatava, meaning I'm going to eat chametz on Pesach, that's hara'a because I'm doing an aveira. So, therefore in Dvar Shut also they're mixed up together, and there is no clear-cut hara'a or hatava. The answer is as follows. We're going to go in a circle and end up where we intuitively knew we would end up. Remember, in the Brayta, we needed the word O to separate them and say that you can do good for others. It must be talking about Dvar Reshut. Because if you think La'ra L'Tiv is talking about Dvar Mitzvah, and it says La'ra L'Hetiv, Hashta Hara'ata Cherim Itrabi, if you're going to include hurting others, you don't need O to say that you could do Hatavat Acherim. Now, parenthetically, V'hai O Mibai Le'Lechalek, but we need O Le'Chalek, meaning, if I just read Lahara U'Lehetiv, I would say that you're only Chai if you take an oath to do both good and bad. I need O to say either one is, meaning an oath just to do good or just to do bad is enough. So Le'Chalek Lo Tzarech Kra, the answer is I don't need that. However, Arechel B'Yonatan, it's only according to B'Yonatan that I don't need it. However, Shia, my Ikal, however, Shia does need it. We'll see that as follows. We have this in Sanhedrin. Titania, Ish, Asheri, Kalel, Ataviv, Viv, Ve, Et, Imo. Yochayav, Mita. Ainli, Ella, Aviv, Imo. If I read the Pasuk that way, I would think you're only Chayav if you curse both parents. Aviv, Elo, Imo, Imo, Velo, Aviv, Minai. And how do I know that if you only curse one parent, you're Chayav? Tamlo, but the end of the Pasuk says, Aviv, Imo, Kilel, Damav, Bo. Aviv, Kilel, Imo, Kilel. Meaning, as an individual. The very Rabbi Yoshia. So Shia says, the first part of the Pasuk, I would have really thought you have to curse both, which means, I really would have thought, L'harau le'tiv, you have to do both until it says O. So Rabbi Shia needs the O. We'll see why not. Rabbi Yonatan omer, mashma shneim, kechad o mashma echad b'fnei atzmo. We have this in Sanhedrin also. Rabbi Yonatan says, ki kalel aviv v'imo, means either both of them together or them separately. Ashifro l'chakatuv yachdav, until the text tells you that you have to do them both together. But Rabbi Shia seems to need O. The answer is no. Afilu tim Rabbi Shia. Rabbi Shia doesn't need it. Asavra lak Rabbi Akiva, the darish Rabbi Yomiuti. He follows Rabbi Akiva's school of Ribu Yomiut, which you dealt with in the last podcast. Va'aitur le O lechalek. Therefore, the word O is extra. Because the chola sheivate already tells me that any sort of an oath. Therefore, the word O is extra. So therefore, it tells me that, I can do hatavat achirim and not hara'at achirim. Which means it has to be bedavar harashut. How do we say dvar harashut ktiv in my dvar mitzvah? And here's the general statement, and this is the easiest way to get to it. Since I'm excluding something, vayal harau leitiv, even Rabbi Akiva agrees I exclude something, I'm excluding dvar mitzvah, meaning I can't make an oath on a mitzvah. Eli amart bedvar mitzvah ktiv, but if you think harau leitiv is even about a dvar mitzvah, what am I excluding? Since there's nothing left to exclude. So therefore, it has to be bedvar harashut, because otherwise, there's no reason for the miut. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera gave his argument, Maimar Rashut. Rabbanan Shapar Kamri Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera. Rabbanan had a good answer for Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera, which is flippability. Since you can't take, and you'll agree, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera, you can't take an oath to cancel a mitzvah, then you can't take an oath to do a mitzvah. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera, what's his answer? Amar Lacha, Atu Atavat Acharim, Lav Vagav Teleita B'chol Harat Acharim, V'Rabbi Rachmana. Wait a second. We just said, and that's why this whole piece was here before, We just said that you can take an oath to help somebody else, but you can't take an oath to hurt somebody else. So you see that flippability is not a sine qua non for a shvua. So therefore, you could also take an oath to put on tefillin, even though you can't take an oath not to put on tefillin. So, Rabbanu, what's their answer? That's not true. I can take an oath to give a gift to somebody, and what's the opposite? Not to hit him in the head. I can only take an oath not to give him. So it is minimally flippable. But here I don't have a flippability of saying, I'll eat matzah on Pesach, or to take an oath, I won't eat matzah on Pesach. The only alternative to I'll eat matzah on Pesach is I won't eat matzah on Pesach, and that you can't do. But the flip of I'll give a gift to Plony is not I'll hit him in the head, it's I won't give a gift to Plony, and that you could do. So therefore, since there is some level of flippability in Hatavat Acherim, it's not really called only Hatava not Hara'ah. Whereas with mitzvah, there is no flip side, and therefore such an oath will not be valid. And that is Rabbanan's response to Rabbi Yehuda Mateira. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.